appreciate Brother Manny's preaching, amen. I really enjoy listening to him preach. Him, Gary Parrish, and some of the others, amen. Amen. I thank God for him, amen. Amen. My son, Peter, I'm going to leave
him
out.
That's right.
Amen. I'm glad he has preached word.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to preach preaching, amen. Yeah. God power.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm all for it.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you for the Bible. And I appreciate you spending here tonight.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Amen.
I don't know if Randy knows what I'm talking about. I've got two messages. I don't know. Especially the preacher, you know, he brings words to your mind.
Yeah.
And then start searching scripture, you know, and then you start reading.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start saying, well, this is what this is saying. This is what we need today. Other scripture, you know, and say, well, this is what we need today.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
And that's why the Spirit moves, you know.
Yeah.
And only God is in tonight. Lord, shoot.
Yeah.
Amen. Turn into Matthew chapter 25. I'm going to go with this message here tonight. Amen. However, man, we do it, that's the way we do it a lot of times. Amen.
Come on.
I tell you what.
No.
Well, sometimes we don't need to follow the crowd.
That's right.
Amen. You know, we got kids in schools nowadays, and sometimes we burn, sometimes they'll follow the wrong crowd.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. We get in trouble.
Yep. Right.
And when you do that. But you know, we need to study God's Word, and
that's
we need to
right,
read it for the Lord.
Come on. Yep.
We need to be there in the Spirit of God.
Yep.
Amen. God, it always leads you back.
Yep.
Yep.
Amen. This world leads you down a path of destruction, but God always leads you right.
Amen.
Amen. So this is God's Word. I've preached on this before, and I'm sure Brother Manny say the same thing, but I believe the message tonight is going to be just a little bit different. I'm just going to use it tonight.
Bless you, good Lord.
Amen. For the message tonight. But in Matthew chapter 25, the first verse there says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins, which took the lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish.
Mm-hmm.
Then they were foolish, took the lamps and took the oil with them. But the wives took oil and their vessels with the lamp. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
Mm-hmm.
And at midnight there was a great cry.
Yeah.
Behold, the bridegroom come. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those brothers arose and trembled lamps. The foolish said unto the wives, give us of your oil for our lamp. For the lamp. But the wives answered, said, not so, it shall be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell. And buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came.
Yep.
They that were ready went to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other brother, and said, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not.
Mm-hmm.
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man comes.
Yes,
we praise you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Bless you.
Ah, here we are. Trust me. If we go through this life, amen, day by day.
Come on.
Amen. Sometimes we're like a hamburgers. Amen. Sometimes we slumber and sleep. Amen. Amen. We get in a rut. Amen. And amen. We seem like our mind, amen, is not aware of what's going on. Amen. Our mind, our thoughts, amen, ain't what they need to be. Amen. Because we get caught up in this life. And we assume everything just going to go as it always did. Has it always gone.
Amen.
That's the way life is. We think. Amen. Amen. You know, I was thinking, amen, tonight, amen, how we take things for granted.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, when I was growing up, amen, I guess I took my family for granted.
Amen.
I took my mom and daddy for granted.
Yeah.
Yes. I assumed, you know, they was going to live for years and years and years. Amen. I just thought, young man, I thought, well, you know, I ain't going to ever see them die. Amen. Yes. They're always going to be here, you know.
Yeah.
Amen. My brothers, amen, I got two brothers and sisters that gone. I assumed, amen, that they was always going to be there. Amen. I took it for granted. Amen, church. I believe in that. I was like the ten virgin.
Yeah.
I stumbled and slept. Amen. I didn't realize, amen, that death can come that you should never want to.
Amen.
Any time of day, by any time of night,
right.
It don't matter how old you are.
That's
it
right.
Don't matter again what kind of help you got,
yeah.
Amen. You may say, well, the doctor cured me of cancer, and I'm cancer-free. Well, you may die of a heart attack in the night.
Amen.
We don't know when that. We don't need to take life for granted, amen. In other words, amen, we need to always be aware, and we need to go through this life with our eyes open, amen.
Yeah.
And not be like an old mule, amen, having blinders on the line, amen.
Yeah.
Listen, sir, we need to be aware, amen.
Yeah.
We don't need to take nothing for granted,
amen.
Amen. But there are 10 verses, amen. The Bible said, I ain't talking about the oil in the lamp. I know, amen, the foolish idiot wasn't ready to meet the Lord.
Uh-huh.
I ain't talking about that. But I'm talking about sin that slumbered.
Amen.
Now, big Christ told the disciples, amen, when he went to pray, he came back to them, and they were sleeping.
Amen.
He said, couldn't you watch one hour with me, amen? He said, watch that, Lord. Amen. And pray. He said, the Bible is great. If you're truly ready. But you know what? Church, we need, amen, to realize, amen, the times that we live,
right.
The Bible says, often the days that we live are evil, amen.
Amen.
We need to be aware of, I think, also tonight, amen, of what the devil can do, amen.
Yeah.
How he can sneak into your life, amen, and he can run your life, amen, and just come up and put his foot in the door.
Amen.
We need to be aware of, amen, how the devil can deceive you, and he'll lie to you, brother.
Yeah.
He'll look your sin in the eye,
yeah,
and lie to you, amen.
Amen.
I know some truth. We need to be aware of things. I think Christ told the disciples, I'll be a wise servant, but harmless as dove.
Amen.
Ain't going to be wise. Be aware, amen, of this life. Amen. Because the devil, our adversary, is out to destroy you.
Amen.
And to kill, amen.
Yeah.
And listen, he said, they shall kill him like a dead person, which took the lamp and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
Yeah.
And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. And they were foolish, took the lamp, with them, but the wise took all of the vessels with the lamp. When the bridegroom turned, they all slept. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We've always heard, amen. Amen. Since I guess when I was going to church, I didn't hear too much about the Lord at home. I told you, say, man, I wasn't brought up in church, but
amen.
Amen. I just wasn't brought up in church. I heard a little bit about the Bible, just here and there. I would hear bits and pieces about God, how God created everything, you know, amen.
Yeah.
And things like this. Amen. But listen, I just went on about my merry way, amen.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear, amen, didn't understand that Jesus was going to come back.
That's right.
And church, we've heard it preached, amen, for years and years, that Christ is coming back.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. He is coming back.
Yeah.
The Bible says he's coming back in the hour that you say
God.
Amen. He may find us simply.
Come on.
Amen. Listen, and the trumpet will sound, brother. And Christ is going to split the eastern sky, and he is coming back.
The Lord is
coming back. And so we as Christians, amen, we need to be watching.
Amen.
Amen. That's what the Bible said. You can be watching.
Amen.
He said, because of addiction, draw out.
Yeah.
Even at the doors, amen.
Yeah.
I've often said, amen, if you can't see the, understand the Amen.
Yes, amen. So you can speak to the Lord at any time. Amen. Amen. You know, I believe the Bible talks about, I'm going to read Matthew chapter 23, and verse 37, but as the days of Noah, amen, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as the days of they were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving of marriage, and the day that Noah entered into the ark, which did not until the flood came and took them all away. Amen. Now, then the days of Noah, they were living about like we are today. And everybody was going about their business. Amen. Everybody was working a job. And then everybody was working in the fields, maybe. I don't know. But they were going about their merry way. And Noah, amen, was preaching to them by the building of the ark. That
that
legend, the world was going to be destroyed. Amen.
Amen.
We read the Bible that the world is going to be destroyed. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He said something like that. Maybe last night with fire. Amen.
Amen.
It's going to be destroyed with water, but it's going to be burned up. Amen.
Amen.
I talked about it on there. Amen. Peter, he said, what manner of man should we be? Amen. Knowing that these things are going to happen. Amen.
Amen.
But church, listen. I'm living in the world as a whole. Amen. Today, it's going about their own way.
Amen.
And they're good about their business.
Yeah,
I'm just unconcerned about the destruction of this world.
Amen.
I'm concerned about hell, and I'm concerned about judgment.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what they tell me, man.
Preach it, brother.
I don't know about you, but I believe God.
Amen.
What the Bible said,
Brother
Rennie, that judgment is going to come on us.
That's right.
Amen. As we go through this life, as we
play
in here tonight, amen, they may be a need, amen, in our lives, amen, tonight. Before the service is ended tonight, they may be a need. And Brother Danny said, well, go, the altar's always open.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
The altar's never closing. Amen. The altar's open,
amen.
So let's don't, listen, what I say, amen, tonight, let's don't just stuck in the rug, amen, to think, amen, that we got tomorrow, because you don't have tomorrow,
amen.
Listen, I said maybe this week, you know something that I don't know, brother. If you know you got it tomorrow, amen, you know more than I got.
Amen.
I totally don't know it, man, about tomorrow. All I know is we got right now,
amen.
That's all we've got.
Come on.
Amen. But let me tell you something, church.
You
never take your family for granted.
That's right.
Right.
Because you may have them today, you may not have them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. If we take it from you.
Yeah.
You know, I've often said, men's church, we've been married for 35 years. How old is that,
right?
36? 36 years.
Bless
we, but, you know, we both agree with that. We don't want to go through this life arguing, fighting, and things like this, you know, because we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, what else we take out of that?
That's right.
And I know that you are. We were over aware of that.
Yeah.
Amen. Because we don't know about tomorrow, church. And
that's right.
Listen, don't never take your family for granted.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, that's, my mom always told us, well, she told me, I guess, and I was like, she told us, my brother and sister, not. She said, I want my father if I'm living.
Amen.
Don't give it to me, you know, when I'm gone.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
Yeah, I went out one day, and I remember that. I love my mama, you know, she was a hard woman, you know, you could go on the kids with her, you know, and talk to her just like a, you know, like I'm talking to you as a kid with her, and she'd go on, you know, I don't want to dwell on my mama too much now, but I'm just saying at the point.
Bless
you. I went out one day and I picked some wild roses, and I went out and gave them to her, amen, and simply just took her to death, you know, I remember what she said. Don't wait till no time. Don't go and give your love to me, man.
Yeah.
And church, don't listen. Don't ever love somebody. Don't ever take them for granted.
That's right. Right.
Listen, you know,
bless
you want to do something
heart.
For good while they're living.
Yep.
And not while they're going to the ground.
Yep.
I wish I would have done this. And I wish I would have said that. You know what? Amen. I tell you what. We can leave this whole life real quick. Amen.
Right. Right.
Amen. For the days of Noah, they were, you know, just going about their merry way. Amen. I'm sure the Bible said they was married and given in marriage.
That's right.
Amen. Just going about daily life, wasn't it? Amen. They took everything for granted. But soon, amen, they're going to have another tomorrow.
Yeah.
Amen. Church, we can assume that all we want to.
That's right.
But we certainly don't know. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. We as Christians, amen, today, as a church, let's don't slumber and sleep. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You say, well, I need to get this done in church. I've always said, church, good intentions don't get anything.
That's right, brother.
Amen. Good intentions just don't work.
Amen.
You can have it all you want to. You say, well, I meant to do this for church. And I meant to say, tell the pastor, you know, how much I love him, how much I appreciate him. And amen, listen, next thing you know, the pastor's gone. Yeah. Amen. Or maybe he's left us so wide and it was going to be the Lord. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Listen, I said, well, go give us all these. Isn't that what it's
like? Yeah.
Amen. That's an old song I was listening to the other day, you know. And, might have been one I've got to agree with. I think that's a fact. That was good. Something I was saying about, don't give me a fire while I'm laying my casket, you know. And, amen. Give me a fire while I'm living.
Amen.
Your church, of that's about the way it is nowadays, amen. We take things for granted.
Yeah, we thank
the Lord. You know, he's been gone, you know, for a long time. He had to come back here. You know, church, sometimes we're just believing in that.
Come on, brother.
We thank God for doubting in the city.
Amen. Yeah,
because we thank the Lord. You know, he ain't come back too quick. I've always heard this for years and years. My mom and daddy told me they're gone. My grandpa, I heard it from them. They're gone. Amen. So I'm going to go out here and just live it up. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, Bible said he's grace and be married, you know,
yeah,
amen.
Amen.
That's a lot of mindset today, amen. People think, well, I'm going to go out here and live it up. And I ain't going to worry about the Lord coming back. You know, more likely, he ain't going to come back today. He can come back today.
Amen.
You know, church, it don't matter. It don't matter. I mean, I know I'm waiting for the Lord to return.
Yeah.
But you know what? I have no desire to go out here and sin against my Lord.
Right.
I have no desire, amen, to go out here and live a good life.
Yeah.
Amen, against my Lord.
Amen.
It is my desire, amen, to live for my Lord.
Yeah.
And do the very best that I can.
Amen.
To please my Lord. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Not because God has threatened me or anything like that.
That's good, brother.
Amen. I'm going to do it because I love the Lord.
Amen.
That's all.
Yeah, that's good, brother.
Come on. Amen. If you don't get that reason, there's something wrong, amen.
Amen.
If you're just there because you feel threatened from God, amen, you got the wrong mindset.
That's right.
Sorry, God, amen.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, amen, if you go through this life, you say, Lord, amen, like your father said,
come on.
What can I do, amen?
That's right.
What can I do? Amen. Send me, Lord. I'll go. Send me, Lord.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
That should be in your heart, amen. It should be in your heart.
Yeah.
Amen. The love for your Lord, amen.
Amen.
Not your head.
Amen.
Your what can you do, amen, for the Lord, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Church, that's my mindset. That's what I try to live every day. Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. I try to be more like my Lord. Try to show mercy to people.
Yeah.
Amen. If people like our church, you know, well, I agree, man, sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
Amen. Because people got their beliefs, you know. And, you know, church, I've been up north in places, you know, years back. And, you know, people up north, they were brought up, I don't know what way you want to call it, amen, but not like down here. You know, down here, people are, well, way back, you know. I say, what? I've been sleeping out in the road and truck all the time. I'm talking to this, you know, and people throw their hand up, you know. And you wear your arms out, you know.
Amen.
Amen. You go up north and they like that.
That's right.
Amen. People are different.
Yeah.
But you know what, church? We got to be the same, don't we?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, we got to be the same. We love everybody.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We can't love just people down here in Tennessee.
No.
We got love in New York.
Yeah.
We got love in Chicago.
That's right.
We got love in the Cross Seas.
Yeah.
We got love everybody.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Dr. Lund. If you love them that just love you, what thank that? Don't you see to do that?
Yeah.
Amen.
Well,
you got to be different, don't
you? Amen.
Amen. We got to love everybody.
Amen.
Amen. But you know what? Church, that's my mindset, amen, is try to do that.
Yeah.
Try to understand that people that are lost, amen, they are lost.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I said, all men have not faith.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, let them go to the Bible. Well, they should be like I am. Well, they should be saved. I agree with you, amen.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're not like I am.
That's right.
And we got to understand the Bible says, we were once like that.
Yeah.
And you know what the Bible says?
Yeah.
We were once like that.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. You know, sometimes we judge people, amen, by the way we are now.
Yeah.
Well, we shouldn't do that.
That's right.
God is a judge.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Bible requires us to love everybody. And amen.
Right.
So live a life.
Bless you,
Lord. Let's don't take this life for granted.
Amen. Amen.
That does assume, amen, that we're going to live 50 years. Amen. You may not live me, you know. Maybe some here, amen, older than I am, amen, might live me, I don't know. But I'm just saying, amen, that's okay for granted.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's assume, amen, that, this, you know, I've often said, you know, I told you about Christmas and Easter and things that we celebrate, you know, every year.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, church, that's I said the other night, That's there, remember, they just like it was Christmas.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. How that spirit, amen.
No, like it was Christmas all the time.
Yeah.
And you're church, I believe the Lord would say that, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I believe the Lord would say the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you ought to be.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
where your heart would be.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be just on the 25th of December.
Amen.
It should be all year long.
Yeah.
Amen. And so let's have that love and that joy.
Amen.
I say what? The joy of the Lord, amen, is our strength.
Yeah.
Amen. We got that joy in there with salvation.
Amen.
We don't have that church, whatever you got.
Yep.
And Christian people, church, if we don't have that door of salvation, we've lost it all.
That's right.
We're going to be happy Christians in here. We're going to have joy in the Lord.
Yep.
Amen. If we got the joy of the Lord in our heart, it makes it
You know what it makes a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we got to be, church. Our hearts got to be fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's got to be on the Lord all the time, not just sometimes. Not just on Sunday morning, not just doing the Bible reading.
Yeah.
It's got to be on the Lord all the time.
Amen.
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 Well, I don't know about, this message, I don't start running out, shouting, jumping. I don't start.
Yes, sir, brother.
That's okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Bradley Hood, he said, you can talk all day, let me tell the truth.
Amen.
I read about David, and I read about Abraham. You know, Abraham, he pleaded with the angel, didn't he, for Sodom and Gomorrah, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
You know, because he loved people.
Amen,
because Abraham loved people.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to see them destroyed, amen.
That's right.
Or he just come down, maybe five. So he just five righteous.
Yeah.
He said, well, you surprised to see it with five.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
Amen. But he said, we find five. You know what? Couldn't even find five.
That's right.
Amen. Couldn't even find five.
Yep.
Let me tell you, the point is, amen, Abraham loved people.
Yep.
Amen.
And you know, Abraham told the rich man, he said, son, didn't he?
Yeah.
He said, son, remember in your lifetime?
Uh-huh.
When you had all these things, you know, and Latin here, he had nothing.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. But you know, that's a kind of mind, that's the kind of heart we'll have, Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, amen. As we, you know, we go out in this life, amen. We go out, maybe just in this revival tonight, maybe we go out into the world. Just let's have that heart like God.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's make this revival, amen, meaningless to us. Make it better for us.
Yeah.
You know? Amen. They're not just a shouting revival, maybe, but changing your hearts.
Yeah.
I mean, having that love for people, amen. Don't not just for your family, but for the stranger.
Come on,
brother. For that man, that woman is a long ways off from here, amen.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And not just for the ones that may talk like we're doing here in the South. Those that talk different, amen, maybe up north.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yep, come on.
Amen, church. I mean, I think that's what we ought to be.
Yeah.
You know, God died for us, didn't he?
Amen.
He didn't die just for the Jews. I'm glad he didn't.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'd be left out, wouldn't we, amen?
Amen.
But amen, God so loved the world.
That's yeah. Right.
Then God so loved the Jews.
Yeah.
God so loved the world.
That's right.
Amen.
Right. Yeah.
And he said, whosoever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's anybody, don't.
That's right.
Yeah. Courage, amen.
Yep.
You know, church, this revival, it gets us thinking, you know. It gets us thinking about our life of the Lord. How it should be. You know, I can't speak for you.
Mm-hmm.
I can only speak for myself.
That's right.
I know how I am. I know how I want to be.
Amen.
Amen. As a Christian, amen.
Yeah.
And you know, we all have a relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
And we do want to get better, I hope. Amen.
That's right.
We want to live better. We want to do better.
Yep.
Amen. That's what God's want to do us.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to make us better.
Right? Yep.
Amen.
Sure.
If it don't help us, then it don't make us better. Why are we having it?
Uh-huh.
Amen. You know.
Point,
but it's supposed to, if we need to turn around, it turns us around.
Yep.
Amen.
Shows us our faults, uh-huh. Our failures,
yeah.
Yep.
Our struggles, amen.
Yeah.
As it was in the days of Noah, that shall also as kind of son of man be.
Yeah.
Amen. Though, when the Lord comes back to us, amen, to take us home, I want him. Tell me, enter in thou good and faithful servant.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Don't you? Heart.
Yeah. I want to hear, amen, depart from me.
Uh-huh.
I never knew you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Nope.
And church, as we said, amen. If we go through this life, we got to walk the top of the
top. Amen.
Amen. That's just the way it is. Amen. Like I said earlier, amen, death comes to each and every one of us. Amen. One time or another, Lord tarries, we're all going to leave this life.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you get older, you think about it more and more.
Uh-huh.
Amen. I know I have. Amen. Getting older, amen, Lord. But you know, church, when we can lay down a head at night, and we can sleep in peace.
That's right.
Amen. Well, I'm saying that's worth it all.
Right? Uh-huh.
Amen.
When you can lay down your head, close your eyes, in peace for the Lord. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you, that's worth it all.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
But you know, there's so many people, amen, tonight, amen, that, amen, can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, my older sister, my younger sister told me that she talked to my older sister. My older sister, as far as I know, they in church. And a lot of my sisters not in church, if any of them. My older sister told my younger sister, said, she gave her, amen, she laid down at night and closed her eyes and said she wanted to go wake up the next day. She went here about 7 years old, something like that. But you know, church, that's what happens, amen. You don't have peace with God.
That's right.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen. So, you know, when you close your eyes at night, amen, close your eyes, amen. Listen, don't worry about waking up, amen. Just worry about, amen, your soul salvation.
Amen.
You're prepared to meet the Lord. Everything's all right.
Yep.
Amen. Between you and the Lord. Amen. That's all that's going to matter.
Amen.
Amen. Judgment time, church, that's all going to matter between you and the Lord. Don't matter if that girl's Baptist or Methodist or not.
Right.
But your relationship with the Lord, don't make it count. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Over in Ecclesiastes, in verse chapter 8, verse 6, it's been called to every purpose, there is a time and judgment. Therefore, the beard of your man is great upon him, for he knoweth not that which shall be. For who can tell him when it shall be?
Mm-hmm.
There is no man that hath power over the Spirit to retain the Spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death. And there is no discharge in that war, neither shall witness give those that are given to it.
Yeah.
Amen. We know, amen, that when death comes, church, we're going to leave.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It don't matter what the doctor may say.
Yeah.
We can go doctor all we want to. Amen. Yeah. You can go to, amen, that old doctor show just come on TV. Mommy, just watch Dr. Chilmer and Dr. Ben Casey or whoever, amen. It don't matter, amen. It's
right.
No matter who you go to.
Amen.
God says it's your time to go, but you're going to leave.
Amen.
Ready or not.
Right.
Yep.
The main thing is, for us, I mean, God requires us to be ready. Amen. Don't be like, amen, as it was in the days of Noah.
Yep.
Going out here just living up and unconcerned.
Right, brother.
Amen. About our life with God. Unconcerned, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I take things for granted, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to do this tomorrow. Saturday, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Sunday, I'm going to go here, and I'm going to go there. Amen. Let me tell you something, church. We don't know.
Yeah.
No, amen. I always tell myself, if God will, I'll do this and I'll do that.
Amen.
That's right.
Really.
I'll go here and I'll go there Sunday.
Yeah.
Amen. But church, our life is, amen, just a vapor.
That's right.
Amen. Just pierced for a little while.
Amen.
Amen. But don't take things for granted. Don't take your granted. Don't take your church for granted. Don't take your family for granted.
Right,
amen. Love them while you can.
Yep.
Love them while you have the chance and opportunity.
Uh-huh.
Amen. It's a life we're probably going to soon end.
That's right.
Amen. So, amen. I say tonight, amen, as we be like we don't need to be like the 10 virgins who slumbered or slept. Amen. And unaware.
Yeah.
Amen. And the bridegroom came. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said there was a trial made.
Amen.
The bridegroom came. Go out to meet him, amen.
Yep.
Amen. So we know, amen, that the wife, amen, was ready. They had the oil and the lamp. And they went in to meet the Lord.
Come on, brother.
Amen. Church tonight, amen. I'll say this. Amen. You need to be ready to meet the Lord.
Yes. That's right.
Amen. You need to have the oil, amen, the Spirit, amen,
amen.
In your life. This old body of flesh and blood, the Bible calls it a temple, amen.
That's right.
And I believe that if you don't have that Spirit in this old temple, brother, you're not going to meet God.
That's right.
Amen. You're not going to enter the glory of the Lord if you don't have the Spirit of God living in your vessel. Amen.
Yep.
Right.
Amen. So the message is tonight, amen, don't take things for granted.
That's right.
Amen. Don't assume, amen, everything's all right between you and the Lord. Church, don't have no doubt about your salvation.
Come on.
Don't have no doubt, amen, about the way you're living, amen. Make everything all right between you and the Lord.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
But God gives you the breath and the wind, amen, to know what you need to do.
That's right.
Amen. Because the time is short.
And the time is far spent.
Amen.
The day is the day of salvation.
That's right.
Amen. Make straight paths for your feet. Amen. Shake the feeble knees.
Amen.
I'm telling you, church, we need to be ready to meet the Lord. Amen. Because He is coming back.
Amen.
Now you think not. You may have a tomorrow. You may not. We may be in a meeting like this, and we may not. This may be the last meeting we're ever in. It's all right. Let me tell you something. If you're saved and redeemed, and you know where you're going, but I'll see you. In heaven, amen. I'll be in that place that God has made. A place, eternal, amen. So, I'll say this, amen, about the Bible this week. Been a blessing to me. It's been a blessing to me. I'll tell you something now, church, amen. It don't matter. I get up early. That's okay. I'm not playing.
Come on, baby.
Sometimes I'll come to my wife and I'll tell her about my job. And I'll catch myself and, well, I'm going to quit whining, And she'll take up on her, you're not whining, But I'm not whining about my job, about how to work, about getting up early. Listen, if God said, take this without a long another week, well, I'm all for it.
Amen.
That's right.
You better believe. Amen. That's how important it is to me. Amen. This without a
week. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
So I'll say this, if God will, amen. If this is God's plan, amen. Tonight, this be the last night, this without a week, it's okay.
Yes.
But amen. Everything be done according to God's will.
That's right.
Amen. So now, amen. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna try to shut up. I know a lot of you tall. I know. Amen. You get taller, I know that there's a lot of somebody said, well, no, there's a lot of question, what?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know what, church? I don't like to make excuses for myself,
Right.
I said, God is able to strengthen you, God is able, amen, to give us strength, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So we don't need to stop whining, amen. Well, I'm hard, I've done this and I've done that. Amen. And I'm whining, That's all we're doing. Amen. It's whining. Amen. But I believe that God is able to strengthen us.
Amen.
God is able. Amen. If we're doing something for God, brother, He's going to help you. Amen.
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 Yes, He is.
If you're doing something for the Lord, brother, He's going to be there to strengthen you and hold you up.
Come on.
Right.
Amen. I believe that, church.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on,
brother. Well, I don't want to, do that tonight. I don't want to plan. Amen. Brother said one day, somebody at work was complaining about a job or something or other. And somebody said, you know what you'd be if they put you in a basement? He said, no. He said, what? You've been a white wine seller. Well, we don't want to be in a wine cellar, But, that's what you've got for it.
That's right.
Man, we don't got to live with you.
That's right.
He's
able to strengthen and help us.
Yeah.
Church, we need this revival meeting. Amen. Tonight, if it's not God's will. Let's don't get caught in this world.
Amen.
Let's don't slumber and sleep.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. Let's be aware.
Yep.
These days are short.
That's right.
Amen.
They will end.
I'm done
now. Let me tell you something. The Lord will come back.
Yeah.
That's right.
I may be in a grave, amen, for 50 years, amen, but I'm telling you what, the Lord is still coming back.
He is.
Amen. It don't matter, amen, about that. He's still coming back.
Amen.
The main thing is for us tonight, amen, if there's something, amen, that's keeping us from serving the Lord, if we're taking things for granted, if we're taking the Lord for granted, amen, we better straighten up.
Amen.
We better straighten up and start applying God, amen.
Amen.
Oh, God is serious. I've always said this. God is serious about this thing. Amen. He's not kidding. He's not going to let everything fly, amen.
Yeah.
Just anything and everything. He's going to work.
Amen.
But if it ain't right, amen, this is going to be going to have to answer for it, amen.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
So we get a song ready, I'm going to try to come to close now.
Bless his heart tonight.
You got to need tonight. We want to pray.
Bless you, Lord. That's right.
Amen. We want to pray with you. But let me tell you something. God expects you to move in. Amen. So many times, church, we say, well, pray for me. God said, no, God's not praying for you. I want you to pray. Do you need to pray for that? God speaks to your heart. God tells you to say about prayer.
It's going
to take everything to thank you for praying for that. Well, that's all we're